On the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Federal hate crime and multiple state charges have been filed against the suspect in yesterday's fiery attack on a group in Boulder, Colorado, showing support for Israeli hostages in Gaza. Authorities say suspect Mohammed Soleiman is an Egyptian man who came to the U.S. legally, but his visa's expired. CBS's Anna Schechter.
They describe a year-long planning, searching on the internet. He looked to find what he called Zionist groups. And he found this one in Boulder and learned from their own Facebook posts that they would meet weekly at 1 p.m. He knew the time. He was there just 5 or 10 minutes before with all of the materials that he had purchased and prepared for this attack.
The wheels of change are beginning to turn at embattled Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey. Construction of one of its runways has been completed 13 days earlier than initially anticipated. CBS News New York's Tim McNicholas says connections are also ramping up underground.
The FAA says Verizon just installed a new fiber line to improve communications for Newark's air traffic controllers. But the FAA says they're still testing that line, and the agency hopes to activate it by early next month.
The Senate returns from recess, and a big item on the agenda is the budget bill that would enact several of President Trump's legislative priorities. But there are a handful of Senate Republicans who have expressed opposition to the bill. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports from Capitol Hill.
Josh Hawley, a very conservative Republican from the state of Missouri, and he has been sounding the alarm bells about these potential cuts to Medicaid, especially the impact that it could have on rural hospitals in his state.
Wildfires rage in Canada, sending smoke into some U.S. states, affecting air quality for some. Meteorologist Craig Allen reports.
The northern tier of the United States is experiencing the very smoky skies from these fires, especially across eastern portions of North Dakota, but more so Minnesota more than any other state, but portions of Wisconsin and Michigan as well.
Wildfires are a concern for some here in the U.S. KCBS's Matt Bigler in Northern California.
Grasses that sprang up during the rainy season are now bone dry. That's one of the reasons there were two brush fires in Oakland and in San Jose over the weekend, the latter burning dangerously close to a homeless encampment where Frankie lives.
And it was a small fire, but because the wind was so strong, it quickly spread all the way from one side of the road all the way to Taylor Street.
Fortunately, no injuries were reported. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Jose, California.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
A posthumous promotion for a Jewish French soldier wrongly convicted of treason 130 years ago. CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb.
The Dreyfus Affair in 1894 exposed rampant anti-Semitism in the French army and in broader society. Captain Alfred Dreyfus was wrongly convicted of treason and sent to the infamous prison on Devil's Island. He was brought back to mainland France 5 years later for a new trial, but he wasn't exonerated till 1906. In an act of reparation, France's lower house of parliament today unanimously voted to promote him to Brigadier General. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has congratulated Polish nationalist Karol Nawrocki, a known fan of President Trump, on his win in Poland's presidential election. Rubio says he looks forward to working closely with President-elect Nawrocki and Poland's government to further shared priorities. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds in the overnight. South winds and 40 lows in the lower to middle 60s. On Tuesday, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms making their way into the area. Gusty south winds and high temperatures, upper 70s, close to 80. Currently 62 degrees.
Oh, not long if you live without me.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath a halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. The sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. The wills of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence. We'll be right back.
She's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice that she wants to come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
We are the keepers of the wild.
For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be, your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you. Ah!
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
One is the loneliest number. and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hello.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night. Join the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's alumni night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party, June 13th and 14th. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Be brighter.
Grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Federal and state prosecutors are outlining serious charges against the suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack on a group of people supporting Israeli hostages in Gaza. It's being considered a hate crime with attempted murder charges at the state level. And correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us the Trump administration is focusing on the immigration angle as the suspect is here on an expired visa.
President Trump said acts of terrorism like this one will not be tolerated in the United States, and he said this is why we must deport illegal anti-American radicals from our homeland. Trump's deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, added, no more hostile migration. Keep them.